start again from Siman Reish Nun Aleph from the beginning. We only just started for a little bit, so let's start again. Ha'osa melacha be'erev Shabbos mina mincha l'mala. If a person does work from mincha onwards on erev Shabbos in order to make money, that kind of work, eina raya siman bracha. You will not see a sign of blessing from that money. V'yesh meforshim, and those are those who explain. That this prohibition is from Mincha Gedola. That's from earlier on the day, a half an hour after midday. The Yeshma Forshim, those who are explained that the prohibition is from Mincha Kitana, from much later on in the day, 2.5 hours before the sun sets. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rama Hago, V'davke Shoyisus Amalocha Derech Keva. That's only if you do the work in a permanent way, like you're at your workstation working permanently. But if you do it in a not permanent way, temporary, just for example, you to pick up a call and you just deal with the call for 5 minutes to deal with business. Lefisha, for a moment, for low kavel, you didn't establish that as a permanent activity. Shari, you're allowed to do it even after Mincha Ketana. This is all quoting the name of the Beis Yosef, the name of the Or Zeruah. Therefore, Mutar Lichtov Igeres Shlomim. You may therefore write friendly letters to people. V'chol kayyitz, if it's anything like that, on Erev Shabbos after Mincha. These are the words of the Rama himself. Okay, or maybe the Beis Yosef himself. All right, let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. Ha'isa Malacha. So what does that mean? Uprakamatja, buying and selling, which isn't really any work. And as work, the conventional work is you're a blacksmith and you're, you know, doing that. Conventional work is you're a farmer and you're farming. Buying and selling, you're not actually doing any physically taxing work. I mean, it's all relative, but you're talking. That's basically what you're doing. You're talking. So shari, that's allowed after mincha. When we come up and saw a mashma gemara, the piercing gemara, disman skiris achanios. However, the time when they close in the gemara, when did they close the stores? And those were the buying and selling stores. Who kodem zmanad lakas neres is before the time of lighting the candles. That the gemara there talks about a number of shofar blowings that would take place before Shabbos, and it says that. They blew 6 blowings, and the second one is to close the stores. The third one is to tell people it's time to light candles. So it seems that closing stores was before the time of lighting the candles. So it seems that it was, you know, maybe sometime after Mincha, but before the Shabbos, though, and before lighting candles. So I'm Berech Halacha, look at the Berech Halacha. He says when you should close the stores and why the custom is to be lenient. We'll come and look later on, Siman Reish Nun Vav, in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, the time when a person really should close his stores. Okay, Beis, you won't see a Siman Bracha, a sign of blessing. May also Melacham, that work you did on Erev Shabbos after Mincha, She'af, even though, She'af, here we go again, She'af, Shiyarviach b'makom zeh, even if he's going to make profit on this, you can say, what do you mean? I made a lot of money. So, yafsid b'makom acher, you will lose somewhere else. That's all. You won't ultimately gain from it. Gimel, mincha gedola. What's the time of mincha gedola? Hainu b'sheish u'mechtza. That's after 6.5 hours a day. U'mincha ketana. Hainu, mincha ketana is... May teisha umechtza, 9.5 hours. Okay, now the Shulchan did not render what the time should be. He said these are two opinions. Ramo didn't render either. If you want to rely on the lenient opinion, you do work from mincha ketana, lo hifsid, you haven't lost. And don't forget, vashol same zmanios, these are halachic hours, so we have to calculate what halacha hour is at that time. Valzen, this prohibition of doing work on Erev Shabbos after Mincha, both Samalacha Asa is doing work for himself. Abel Poel, Hanisker Eitzel Balabayis, what if a guy is a worker? He's rented out to work for someone else for that day. Bistam, let's say they didn't make up. Another, define it. In other words, the guy makes up on a daily basis who he works for. So he says, the guy, the owner, he says, I'm going to work for you on Friday. So what's the general assumption? What does it mean? A Jew is working for you on Friday. How much time is he working for? So it's Stam, Isa B'cheshem Mishpat, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. You see, in the Shulchan and Shcheshem Mishpat, explains, this mano, that the work is, Husamach L'shkia Sachama. It's close till sunset. We give him enough, he works until sunset, subtracting enough time to get home, fill up a barrel of water, fry a small fish, and to light the candles. In other words, don't give him a lot of time. That's the general assumption. Interesting, because this is two different halachas: the hilchas Shabbos and the hilchas renting out a worker. Unless there is an established custom otherwise, leave silk mikom to stop working beforehand and look in the mug of rum and look in the sefer tos for Shabbos. Sifkat and dalad, but you may do work when it's just temporary. Derech harai, hainus, meaning afilu b'sarim, even if you're paid, because that is not considered in prohibited activities. And that's that. Okay, let's take a look in the Piskei Tshuva, because there's obviously all kinds of modern-day circumstances that are quite different. Okay. So, going on the part of the ones who are lenient to go with the later time, 2.5 hours before, and won't lose. Okay, and that's not part of the curse of you won't see a blessing. Okay, that's all, so just, we're saying, when there's two things. You're not allowed to do, not allowed to work after that time, A. B, and if you do, you won't see any blessing from it. So you're not going to profit. So those are two different sentences. So he says, okay, so now which time is it? Is it the earlier time or the later time? He says, well, you can rely on the later time and you won't lose. So what does it mean you won't lose? Does it mean you haven't done the Avera, but you'll lose money? What does it mean you won't lose? They say you won't lose, you won't even get the second part. You won't get the curse of you won't see a blessing in what you're doing. However, okay, so now we've got you, you can rely on the 2.5 hour before. All right? Now, however, someone who's strict, like the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, to refrain from heavy work that isn't for Shabbos, from Mincha Gedol and onwards, certainly will get a blessing for that. Get a good look on the positive side of things, not always on the negative side. You know, if you're going to do that, you're not going to get anything out of it. Okay, but, all right, so okay, so therefore you're giving me a leniency, I'm going to take it all the way till 2.5 hours. Yeah, but you should realize you can get much more bracha if you're going to stop earlier. Okay? And also we find varied the customs over the generations that people would refrain from doing set work from chatzos onwards. And there are those who refrained from And there are those who refrained from going to the mikvah it's actually the wording there, based on Arizal, who says that for a person the light of Shabbos comes even before Chatzos at the fifth hour. According to Arizal, You can go to the mikveh in the fifth hour after. He says at the beginning of the fifth hour, you can raise. So that guess you ready to go to the mikveh then. However, the agreement of all the poskim is until mincha ketana, you're allowed to do any work. And according to Mishnah Berurah, later on we calculate as 2.5 hours of shos manis. He says, before Tseis HaKachavim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because this, depending on when you're considering the day, you know, it's from till sunset, or the stars coming out, which will be an hour and a quarter before Shkias Hachama. And after, so now we're giving a lot more leniency. You got till an hour and a quarter before sunset, and from then onwards, you're prohibited of doing malachas that it's any type of strenuous activity, except where there's leniency, except for temporary work. And even if a person doesn't have to be engaged in that, He says like this. Now it goes further. Let's say you don't have to worry about getting rid of your Shabbos. Your wife's taking care of everything. The kids take care of everything. You walk in, the house is done. So still, you can't do any work from an hour and a quarter for that time, because the rabbis didn't want to make any differences in their decrees. You can work later. They're not going to know why, because your wife's preparing. So the other guy's wife's not preparing. He's going to wait till the end over there. So then, for sure, you won't see any bracha ever if you're working after that point in time. Now, how about if you have non-Jew doing strenuous work for you? You have workers that you hire. The non-Jews are running the business till Shkia. You leave the store. You leave the farm. And the non-Jews, you tell them you want you to work till 5 minutes before sunset, because the guy's not allowed to work for you after sunset. And now they're working very hard. We didn't find any prohibition of that at all until Shabbos came. As long as there isn't any work left over that you'd have to do to clean up after them or something like that. But otherwise, they could work. So it comes out, bottom line is, those who want the biggest leniency can go till an hour and a quarter. So like this is where, okay, so...
If you don't hold by Rabbeinu Tam, you can...
Listen, we're obviously talking about people who are lenient, right? Right? So that's interesting. All right, let's see. There's a little bit more things over here, so we'll see. But what would you do? Let's say you work at a job.
Yeah.
You work at an office desk. Right? Okay, I don't know where that category falls into. It's not buying and selling. Let's say you're the computer technician. You run, just whatever. Let's say you're designing computer programs. Is that heavy work? I mean, there's a whole other issue of mental stress and things like that. But, and what about the other aspects of preparing yourself for Shabbos itself? So if you're working till an hour and a quarter before Shabbos, now what about driving home?
What about tshuva?
No, these are all, I'm talking about this. We're talking about, the money that you're making, making money, and you're driving home. So you finish downtown an hour and a quarter before Shabbos. What is that going to help? So maybe you make it in a minute before Shabbos. So where does driving fit in over here? So these are not well-defined things. So again, the halacha can only go so far. In the olden days, there was no such thing as commuting every day from work. How much was the commute already? Yeah, it was a walk. How long was the walk? I mean, I can't imagine it would be so long. So, but now you have a whole aspect of commuting now. So here's the issue. You have people saying, okay, Rabbi, what do I have to do? Versus, Rabbi, what's the best way to do it? All right? So, I mean, this depends on how much, again, it always depends on how much bitachon you have in Hashem. If you have bitachon Hashem, you say, listen, I really should stop working from the earlier time in Chiketana. At noon, stop. A half hour afternoon, I stop and go home, right? Okay, it's not so simple. You're not always in positions where you can do that. Your boss will say you'll be fired. And certainly, Chazal don't want you to get fired because of this aspect. And to say, well, I got to leave 2.5 hours before. Really, right? Well, we said it's an hour and a quarter before. To me, that would for sure be the minimal that you'd have to ask for. So in the winter... an hour and a quarter, shows manios before sunset is about an hour, a real hour, right? So Shabbos is at 4:27. You're going to leave at 3:27.
Maybe he means you should be home an hour.
He doesn't say that. He's not saying that. So it's not. But obviously there has to be some common sense applied. How long does it take you to get home? And worst possible scenario, you've got to know there are worst possible scenarios. Especially in the winter and a short Friday afternoon. So those are things that you have to use common sense. We can't legislate everything. All right, let's move on. Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Letaken bigadov, to repair your clothes, the kalev and your utensils that you need, letzarech Shabbos, You need to fix your suit. You need to fix something that you're going to eat off of from Shabbos. Mutar kol hayom is permitted the whole day, even up till Shkia. Okay. Says the Ramah. V'lav da... One second. What's going on? Here we go again. Mutar kol hayom. He's got the Hagon a different foot. Okay, yeah.
There's two of them.
Yeah, okay. For who Adin, and this is also, the Ramah says, not only for himself, for them big dechaverim with Shabbos. He didn't fix your friend's garment if it's for Shabbos. But who ate an otol of schar, you don't get any money. Because you're getting money, then we're going back to doing work you're not allowed to do for money. Let's say your friend says, I need you to help sew a button on my shirt. Says the Shohar, for and it's also the law, you're permitted, Lamisha kose svarim la'asa derech limud. If a guy writes svarim for himself, for his learning, because that's a tzarech mitzvah, he's writing his Torah down. Shchidushei Torah, you're allowed to do that. Avalasar lichta l'chaver v'schar, but you can't write for your friend for money. Umistap revenge haircuts, kol ayom, the whole day. Afilu misapor, even from a barber who is... Whoa, Yisrael, even from a Jewish barber, that's from the Kolbo.
Yeah, but he wouldn't work that late either.
Well, that's his problem, not your problem. V'yesh la'odam, l'ma'ed k'tzas, min limud erev Shabbos. A person should minimize a little bit how much he learns on Erev Shabbos so that he should be able to prepare. K'dei sh'yochin tzorechei Shabbos, he can prepare for Shabbos. Okay, lots of interesting ideas here. Let's take a look.
Yavish Shavua. You've gotten, hey,
Ve'ena Neitel, you're doing it for your friend, don't take any payment. Ve'im hu ani, shein lo ma yochob. What if he's a poor man, and if he doesn't do some work for his friend, he won't have what to eat. Sure, it's allowed, the whole day. Even if it's a malacha, that's not for Shabbos. The guy's got to eat. As we'll learn later on, in the end of Siman Tov Kof Mem Beis, Linyan Chalamayit. But then, similarly, kol malachos ha-mutaris b'erev Shabbos, and also any work that's allowed to on Erev Shabbos, kol moed mutaris b'erev Shabbos, b'erev Pesach, rather. Whatever you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach, and a kol moed, certainly you could do on Erev Shabbos the whole day. V'afil yesh lo lechem, even if you have bread to eat, raku tzarech l'tzarech ha-Shabbos, if you need a little bit more money for needs of Shabbos, in order, why? La'an go to delight in it. B'basar v'dogam u'mashkim tovim, with meat and fish and good drinks, you can also, it's allowed to work for somebody else to do that. But if not that, because you don't need it for that Shabbos, okay, so you should be very careful, even if you're tough on Parnassa, as long as you have what for Shabbos, that's it, you shouldn't do for others. Kimashma mikam kosim pirs from many poskim to movad the ein rosim brach yeshnas yisruza. Besides the fact we talk about no blessing, there's also another issue that there's a concern perhaps you're doing something that's prohibited, which would be sinful. So you have to be careful. Okay, what about to write for your friend for money? Sivkot nvav lichtov lechaver b'schar. At sivkot nvav. 1 second, let's see what was going on. Besides writing yourself, but you can't write for your friend. Okay? Lachain, therefore, Yizor Gamke and Akosev Stam, if you're a sofer who's writing Sefer Torah Tefillin or Mezuzas, so Yichta Baschar, you shouldn't be writing on Erev Shabbos for payment when you're getting working. Yimloshu Tzarech Aton, unless you mamash right now need it. Let's say Lemezuzah. Guy's Mezuzah's apostle, he needs a Mezuzah in his house for Shabbos. Oh, Sefer Torah Tefillin, or Sefer Torah Tefillin. Let's say the Sefer Torah, they're going to lane tomorrow's apostle. Has to fix it. Or whatever. Or he doesn't have money for Shabbos, as we mentioned earlier. Okay. Mi Sefer Yisrael. Mi Sapor Yisrael. You can even use a Jewish barber. He's not supposed to be working. I know. Even if the Jew's getting paid. Vatam, what's the reason? The nearer Lakol. According to everybody, it appears that we should also mistap for tzarech Shabbos. The guy's getting the haircuts, doing it for tzarech Shabbos. Okay, sure, he's allowed to do it. I mean, you need to get a haircut before Shabbos, right? So everyone knows you're doing it for Shabbos. It's not the same as someone who's fixing clothes, sha'asim to someone you're getting paid. Tasim over there, ain nicker, but pu'ulish with our Shabbos. When you're fixing the clothes, we don't know if it's our Shabbos. Mashiach would say here, when a Jew is getting a haircut a few minutes before Shabbos, there's only one thing we can assume. Val Kang, Yesh Lizar, Milagalech, Le'ain Yehudi. You shouldn't give a haircut to a non Jew. In other words, like this. Yes, you're getting the haircut, but this is one giving a haircut, right? So, you guy giving the haircut, even though he's a Jew, even though he's getting paid, but obviously he's doing it so somebody else will be ready for Shabbos, which is not the case if you're doing any other work. So that's why we're allowing this, because he's helping another Jew get ready for Shabbos, even though he's getting paid, right? Therefore, the Jew should not be giving haircuts to Goyim close to Shabbos. The Rizal was careful not to get a haircut after Mincha. I feel Erev Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos. Uber Kavanas explained why. The Masha Kosov Acher Mincha, when it says after Mincha, Hainu Acher Shigiyas Man Mincha, after the time of Mincha came. Avalo Mayer Shispal Mincha, doesn't mean where he davened Mincha. Doesn't mean the Mong Avram and Rizal says he's careful not to get a haircut after he davened Mincha, means after the time of Mincha. Finally, the Kamar, that's why it says, I feel the Bear of Shabbos, even the Bear of Shabbos, so someone means to say, lo, my boy, not only Bechol on a weekday. Remember, he was careful when it's time for Mincha. Remember, we already learned the laws of Mincha. You don't,
can't do it,
right? Kodem Shisval Mincha, I feel the Tzarech Shabbos, you miss even for Tzarech Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, we should allow him to do it before Mincha. Gam kein lo hayim agal ayachachish gizman. Once the time for Mincha came, he wouldn't get a haircut. We're not so particular about this. We're not careful on this issue. We'll take haircuts afterwards. I feel like she gives my mincha even after mincha katana, even 2.5 hours before Shabbos, we'll get a haircut. Since they call people to shul, we're not afraid he's going to miss davening because people know their set times. Ches v'yesh la'adam, person should limit his learning. Therefore, we don't establish yeshiva of learning on Erev Shabbos. We'll be safe for Seder Hayom, and that Sefer says, if he learns something that has a limited amount of time, or something around you learning publicly, which is a set where people will remind people. We're afraid. This is the idea. People used to learn. They got carried away with their learning. They forgot about everything. And all of a sudden, they go, hey, where'd the whole day go? Halavai. But if you're having a shir, people will remind each other, right? Al yivatlani, you shouldn't nullify regular shir. Perish Rashi al sidur. What about if you're going through the chumash with Rashi on the parsha? You're doing shnai mikra recha targum, the regular thing. Mikra davar sheis lokis. That's called a set time because you will finish the parsha and then you'll be done. Okay, therefore, logos, we didn't decree shami yishuchadalai. Maybe you're going to go until nighttime. The whole decree of learning Torah to be aser is maybe you're going to be learning the whole time and forget it Shabbos. If you're learning set things that do have a start and ending point, you could do that. But what if after you're going to learn, you won't find a place to buy anything? Don't establish learning in the morning. And look, earlier we already learned some Rishon, and we already discussed this in the Be'er Halacha. And why is this Halacha all said? It's gotten test k'day she'achon, so she's able to prepare properly for Shabbos. What if you have someone who can do the work for him, his wife, or a worker that can do the work. Ain't sir, you don't have to limit your learning. If you certainly prepared everything by Thursday, he learned properly. He should fix something to cover Shabbos. If you have many servants, you still should do something for Shabbos regardless. Let's see the Pesukei Tshuvos over here. To fix your clothes, the utensils for Shabbos, you're allowed all day long. So now he gives us a summary of what you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, even after Mincha Kedana, until you bring in the Shabbos. So number one, a temporary activity that doesn't take a lot of time and isn't a lot of bother. Let's say writing a friendly letter or an email nowadays. I don't know if anybody writes a friendly letter anymore, an email, or other light writing, let's say to remind yourself of things, and that's working light work on the computer, sewing a button, fixing a garment with a small thing, pressing a garment, watering the garden of your house, fixing all the electric light, you know, putting the timers on and things like that. All those things you're allowed to do, even if you're getting paid to do that. But this is all very light type of work. That's number one activity. Okay, that's allowed. Also, the second type of activity. So this, all the first activity, even if it's not for Shabbos, you could do that because it's very temporary and light. Now, second is if we know what you're doing is clearly for a Shabbos need. Let's say a tailor who's fixing a garment where we know it's for Shabbos. An electrician, the installer.
Plumber.
A plumber?
Yep.
Yeah?
Installator.
Oh, okay. Who fixes things that are broken. Guy needs for Shabbos. The stove's broken for Shabbos. Giving haircuts for covered Shabbos. Washing out the house, cleaning the dishes, things like that. You're allowed to get paid for that. These things are clearly helping someone get ready for Shabbos. So that's the second category. Third category, it is for the use of Shabbos, but it's not recognizable through the work. Let's say a shoemaker, a carpenter, things like that. It's not clear that it's for Tzarech Shabbos, but let's say it is for Tzarech Shabbos. You do it particularly is for help something. You're allowed to do it, but you can't get paid for it. Okay, now, things that are for a mitzvah, like making tzitzis, tefillin, sofer, sefer Torah, writing chidushei Torah, other activities that are for a mitzvah, if you do them for free, it's allowed, even if you don't need to do it for Shabbos, but if you need them now, or for Tzarech Shabbos that's coming up very soon, or something that's right at, you're allowed to get paid for that. Now, stores, where you're selling food, they're allowed to be open as long as till the coming of Shabbos, as long as you have to help people who, for example, didn't remember to buy things. You keep your makolet open until you close it very close before Shabbos. People need a last-minute challah, right? That's allowed. What about a poor man who doesn't have the money to have proper Shabbos? He's allowed to do work to get the money, even late in the day. In all these ways, and everything that we allow for this, this is all allowed on Chol HaMoed. Because we know there's certain work you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. This is all allowed on Chol HaMoed. Now, what about business? Where the Mung Avram allowed it. We already brought down the Achronim who judged this issue. And certainly one should be strict not to be engaged in this from Mincha Ketana afterwards if it's not for the needs of Shabbos. And that's and also according to the Mung Avram. An hour before Shabbos, there's no heter at all. And look at as other issues we'll get to. In all these areas where we allow doing work, there's not a problem of not seeing any blessing from that. But a person should make all efforts, even allow a permitted activities. Everything that we allowed, you should try, if there's any type of effort over there, you should try to finish it at least by Mincha Ketana. And certainly you shouldn't bedafka, leave it. I'll leave it for before Shabbos. Because you're allowed to do it anyway. Why should I do it earlier? And these are also, all these rules apply to Erev Yontif. Erev Pesach is even more strict, etc., etc. All right. Oh, we still got 20 seconds. What about the barbering and all this stuff? We said about that. Nowadays, even though we don't have the custom during the weekday, nowadays we don't have any prohibition of getting a haircut and the beards, not during the weekday, not on Erev Shabbos. There's no problem until Shabbos comes, because nowadays it's not a hard job. Haircuts, and it's not what used to be a big malacha. Now it's not a big malacha. So you're allowed to do it. It only takes a few minutes. We don't have to worry about any of this. Even if thing breaks, you don't have to worry to get another one. So you could do this late, and it's not a problem at all with the haircuts. We should mention quite a many good early posts and Kabbalists. The words of Rizal, who is strict not to get a haircut after Chatzos, has nothing to do with davening mincha, but it's a time of judgment and haircuts during a time of just Kabbalistic stuff. A God-fearing person is very careful. Be careful as much as possible not to get them done after Chatzos, if you can, from a Kabbalistic point of view. And we finish them in Reish Nun Aleph.